Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yeah,
donkey of the day today.
What? Donkey of the day for Friday, January 15th goes to me. Okay, Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Charlemagne the God. I'm going to tell you why. Now, I'm a good God-fearing man with a criminal mind state, okay? Grew up on a dirt road in Monk's Corner, South Carolina. Mom was a Jehovah's Witness English teacher. My father was an entrepreneur, did everything from owning a fish market to construction to selling narcotics. It is what it is. It was what it was. My mother kept a book in my face. I read everything from My Book of Bible Stories to Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Side note, Judy Blume sent me and my oldest daughter an autographed copy of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. Drop on the clues bombs for Judy Blume.
Bro, you can't shout that out with a mask.
Yo, relax.
On your
yo,
face.
Relax, son. All right. Okay, she signed it to Charlemagne, and in parentheses, Leonard, love you from your fan, Judy Blume. Thank you, Judy. Also, side note to a side note, I ordered some penis enlargement pills, and I've been taking them, and I've been chanting, I must increase my thrust. I explained it on this week's Brilliant Idiots podcast. Go listen. Now, what's my point here? My point here is that I come from the dirt. All right, South Carolina, 843 all day. That is always in me. Therefore, I will always love the ratchetness of life. Even at 42 years old, married with three kids and a receding hairline, I love ratchetness. I still do hood rat things with my friends. We just do it at our houses or on vacation when the kids go to sleep. But the reason I'm giving myself donkey of the day is because this morning, when I was here by myself, I was talking about the domestic terrorists that, hit the Capitol, you know, Vanilla ISIS, and I was still on a high after listening to all these good country rap tunes this morning on Tidal, and I feel stupid. Just listen to how I've been sounding this morning. All right, I've talked my way out of enough home invasions to know when something is a setup, okay? I don't even know who to trust in government anymore, but I know who I do trust, and that's no damn body, okay? And for some reason, I started to say, and that's on Crip, but I'm not a Crip, so I don't even know why the hell I would even say something like that. All right, salute to all the gangs out there.
I'm driving in this morning. I heard you shout out all the gangs. Then
I don't know why I said that. I'm going to be honest with you. You know how somebody be talking like, that's on Crip. And then nope. I had to think about it. Like, I ain't even no Crip. Why am I saying that?
I walk in here.
Salute to all the gangs, though. Salute to everybody out there.
Mello, I don't know what's going on up here.
Mello.
Yo.
Sue, woo! No,
what's going on with this dude, man?
Mello, what's happening?
Yo, man, how you feeling on this day, man? You held it down for the morning while everybody wasn't there, man.
It's about time.
I appreciate that, Slime.
It's about time.
Man, I don't know who died and made you 6'9", but you better stop.
I don't know who died and made me 6'9", either, Mello. There's quite a few problems with all those statements. Number one, I don't gangbang. Never have in my life. I'm not a Crip, not a Blood either. I'm nothing. I'm a man who has therapy today at 3 p.m. I'm a man who is scared to order a protein shake from around the corner here in Tribeca because I feel like they keep giving me whole milk and not almond milk, and I don't have time to spend hours on the toilet today. And I get dairy bumps. My point with saying all of this and the reason I'm giving myself Donkey of the Day is because I just feel stupid. And Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid. If you read my first book, The New York Times Best Selling Black Privilege. And you know, one of my laws in my book was always give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. And that's what I'm doing right now. The reason I feel stupid is because I was riding into work this morning listening to the New South playlist on Tidal. Bro, there is some records on there that make my inner child smile. I mean, there are records on there that make the hood nigga in me happy. Okay, I'm from South Carolina, the 843-803-864. When you come from a certain environment, there is a certain energy that is always in you. And when you listen to certain music is so powerful. And it will just have you feeling like you something you're not. Okay, that's what Pooh Shiesty Guard Up did for me, okay? Play Pooh Shiesty Guard Up. Let me hear a little bit of that, man. Come on.
I just crossed the nut. Go over, tell me, guard up. Double tap the button up on the key. The car gon' start up. I lost some members at the early age. Let me start.
Man, somebody dig up Plyde gold teeth. Dig up Plyde gold teeth so I can put them in my mouth. Okay? That's what Off the Porch by Key Glock did for me this morning. I was listening to Roaring 20s by Flo Milli, and then my dog, Lil Boss from North Charleston, South Carolina, he's on the New South Tidal playlist, and he's got a song called I Know It. He's from the same state as me. He's from the Chuck. How can I not be influenced? Okay? How can I not be? You know what I feel like right now? I'm at the point where I'm like AWACS on Minister Society. Salute to the good brother MC8. Make sure y'all check out that Gangsta Chronicles podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio network. I'm like AWACS. I done did so much dirt that I just like to see other people do it. I like to hear it. I like to feel it. I like to see it. But I'm not doing it. Envy, you don't ever hear certain records and it takes you back to your old wild out days?
Yes.
So I'm not alone here then.
Yeah, you are a little bit alone.
What do you mean? Why? Why am I alone?
Because you have a ski mask on and you've been saying on Slime.
Yo, you judging me, Slime.
See?
On God!
Man, why are you pointing a gun at me, a fake gun?
You're right. Let me put that away.
See, what's okay? wrong with them?
I'm just saying, it really makes you think about the influence this music is having on the youth, because it influenced my big grown ass this morning. But not because they might rap about violence or doing criminal activities or gang stuff, but because it's fun. It's just fun. I mean, listen to these country rap tunes. Play some of that Key Glock off the porch. Just listen. Just listen.
Hey, I jumped off a porch, then I jumped in the booth. I used to ride 10 speeds, now I got a new coupe.
Hey.
Young, hugging, humble, but I play it all cool. But don't forget this shit ain't my push on the news.
Hey, come on, man. play some of that Flo Milli roaring 20s. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm all about the sacred masculine and the divine feminine. Okay, this right here is for the divine hood rat in all of us. Play some of this Roaring Twenties by Flo Milli, okay?
If I was, they never should have been. Never gave me money, came straight out of Bama. Now ain't no fun. I swear you be making me sick like.
Come on, man.
All I do is eat up some
That's for all the Negroes that want to do the busted challenge, but our knees not what they used to be. Okay, okay. Yo, hey, play a snippet of my dog, Lil Boss. Okay, I know it. South Carolina all day. Come on now.
Like when I saw something fresh when I walk up and I said I know
Come
it.
Come on now.
She said she like how I'm stunting. I'm getting that money and I said I know it. Girl, I got that bag on me. And that's why they mad at me. Girl, I got that scrap on me. Cause I know that they after me.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Envy, you feel me, slime? On trip. Okay.
What are you doing?
Yo, Dramos on God and them give me the biggest hee haw. Okay. Envy, take me to court right now.
This guy forgot he's 40 years old and has three
42.
Kids.
42!
And has three kids!
I need to go to Breakfast Club court. Put me on trial right now. Make me sit my old ass down somewhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Now,
come on,
Charlamagne the God, a.k.a. Leonard McKelvey, a.k.a. Fake Ass Crip, a.k.a. Fake Ass Slime, a.k.a. 6ix9ine Reincarnated. Does he have a problem right now? Is he too old to be having music influence him like this? Right now, he has a ski mask on. He's been saying brat, 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 brat with his little shoot 222 gun that he has in his hand. That's a fake gun. That's his finger.
I'm holding it sideways, too.
See? What is wrong with him?
Right now,
what is wrong with him? Yo, stay away from me. 800-585-1051. Is this guy too old to be having music influence him like that? Are we too old to be having music influencing us like that? Because I can say, what up, gangster? What up, blood? What up, cuz? What up, gangsta? What
I'll
up,
see
what up,
you.
What up,
let's
what
go.
Up? You know what
let's
I'm saying?
Go.
I'll be on the block like today.
Go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Let's
if you want to take it,
let's
we can
go.
Take it.
Let's
it is like that. Bang, 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 bang. I'll get
back. That's right. Take it back to Dirty Queens, Envy. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.